せーの、
ジャンボ。ようこそ旅リンガルポッドキャスト
へ。 Welcome everybody to the 旅リンガルポッドキャスト。 ニアジェ。 We didn't have Wi-Fi for good 3 or 4 days、So we hadn't been able to update anybody or anything. Sorry about that. But we're back and we need to continue with our story.
ちょっとうるさいんだけどね。
まあ、we'll see if... I'm sure it's fine.、we left off. We came back from the safari.、We came back to Nairobi and we spent the last few days doing some pretty cool things in Nairobi.、Yeah, what did we do?
帰ってきた次の日、だったよね多分、
It was the day after we got back
に、なんて言ったらいいんだろうな、私が知り合いを通して一度そのクラウドファンディングで、少しお金をサポートさせてもらったクラウドファンディングがあったんだけど、それの、内容がケニアで女性の、まあ、居場所とか女性の就業支援をする施設を作りたいっていうケニア人の人がいて、その人のクラウドファンディングに支援したのがきっかけでその施設に行ってきた。
How did you find that crowdfunding?
は私の知り合いがは日本人なんだけど、日本人の人が日本からなんかそれをサポートできないかなって言って、じゃあクラウドファンディングを日本でやってみたらもしかしたら集まるかもよって言ってリードしてたので知った。
And it was a success?
最初はちょっと金額が高すぎたし、もうあんまり計画立てずにパーンって始めちゃって失敗しました。で2回目にかなりしっかり作り込んで、その2回目の時に結構サポートというかお手伝いさせてもらったんだけど、そしたら成功して無事に施設の一部が作ることできたんだよね。
Okay, so we went out to、this facility, institution、from, it was what, like a 2-hour drive, 3-hour drive from Nairobi?、Where、they help、women in danger. Yeah?、Or women, it's like an institution that helps women that、have what, yeah, I mean, issues that need a place to go, and、it helps them, what do you call it?、gain, the institution is there to help them gain skills so they can get back on their feet,、kind of thing.And it was out in this town called Masi, which、is really out of the city、and it's in like a really small town、and yeah
そう正直ね、そのクラファンやってた時からそのクラファンをなんだろうなんだろうリードしてる女性の日本人の方とクラファンを実際に現地でやってるケニア人の人、そのダンカンっていうんだけど、ダンカンのことよく知っていたものの、その施設がどの辺なのかとか、詳しいことよく分かんないままやっちゃってたので、そんな2時間も3時間も離れてるっていうのはね知らなかったのよ。びっくり。そう。ひょえーってなった。
Yeah, so Teru through some connections did help with their crowdfunding campaign that was going on in Japan.They were unsuccessful this first time, but they were successful the second time, which Teru was a part of, and、she really wanted to go check out the facility,、but she was not aware how far or where the actual facility was. She just knew that it was in Kenya,、so she got in touch with the local guy that runs the place named Duncan,、who arranged for us to get out there.
全部やってくれたね、車もドライバーさんも。
Yeah.
でちょっとそこまで多分自力で行ったら高かったので悩んじゃったんだけど、結構ねお手頃な価格でアレンジしてくれて、
Yeah, it's still expensive、but yeah, sure.
そうね、
So yeah, we got like a personal driver to take us out there, And yeah, what did you I mean, you got to see it in person.
そうね。
Something that, you know, a lot of people do, you know, a lot of donations for whatever reason, you know, and they donate to different causes around the world, but I think it's rare that, you know, you actually get to see where your money went. And so how did it feel going to the facility and getting to meet Duncan, who gave us a tour of the facility?
So, だから私も実際いくつも結構クラウドファンディングでお金出すのはやっちゃうんだけど、でも実際に見たの初めてだったから、やっぱりなんかすごくスペシャルだったよね。
That's not true.
え？
We did a crowdfunding in Okinawa for Taichi's brother's restaurant, and we went to go eat at that restaurant, so that wasn't your first time.
そうか、そうか。
Anyways, sorry, that was a sidebar.
そうね。まあでもなんかこっちの方が、もう本当にゼロから作ってるところを見てたから、オンライン上では。こっからこれ作るんだよとか、このお金を出してくれたらトイレが作れるよとか、そういうのをちょっとずつ見てたから、本当に出来上がってるっていうのをなんかより実感して、すごく嬉しかったよね。本当にこういう、なんかちょっとしか私は出してないから何とも言えないんだけど、でもあ、このお金がこれになったのかっていう、やっぱ生で見れたのはすごく嬉しかった。
Yeah, I bet. I just couldn't believe how like it was in like the middle of nowhere. And they have like this woman empowerment facility in the middle of nowhere in Kenya. And also, I mean, one of my first questions to Duncan was, why did you build it here? And why not in like the city where there's more population, there's probably more women in need? And what was his answer?
彼がその町の周辺、そこからでもちょっと離れてるけど、の出身で、なのでこの周辺の人のニーズっていうのをよく理解できてるから、そういうニーズが分かっている人のところに作りたかったって言ってた。まあそれも確かになと、
ね。Yeah, I thought it was interesting because I mean Duncan, he's from the area, close proximity, and he said he understood the needs of the community, and apparently, you know, domestic violence towards women, career opportunities for women are very sparse in places like this in Kenya, maybe not just in Kenya, but a lot of, you know, developing countries, I think. And so that's why he built the facility in the middle of nowhere. So these women have a place to go when they're in trouble, and can actually start rebuilding their lives one step at a time. But,
yeah, もしかしたら都市部にはもっとそういう人たちがいるから、それなりのNGO とか NPO とかが入って何かしてるのかもしれないよね。逆にそういうあれほど田舎だともうなさすぎて、まあ人もどんどん来るって言ってたじゃん。抜けていく女性たちもいるけど、まあ、どんどん次から次に来ちゃうっていうのを言ってて、しかも人数制限をしなくてはいけないって言ってたよね。
So he has to put a cap on how many women he can accept at any given time because the facility's not complete yet. And it's going to take some time. They need more funding. He said he needed about, what, like another 20 grand or so, maybe 15 grand to complete it. But he was building, you know, he built one building and he had like a chicken farm. And then he was building another one, like a dormitory for like the women to stay in and live in.
あとなんかお裁縫っていうか、なんて言うんだろう、生地を作ったりバッグとか作ったり。
Yeah. So he has like a sewing shop, he has like a hair salon where they learn how to make certain things and learn how to do hair and stuff like that. What I thought was interesting was just culturally, once the women wed, then they move out of the house, and then if, you know, they don't get along with their husband or their husband's abusive, it's not in their culture to go back home. Which means a lot of the women have to suffer and withstand the abuse, or they run away and they're like on the street.
そう、日本とそこは割と違うなと思うのは、旦那さんから DV があったりなんかうまくいかなかったら割と離婚して、まあ、実家に一回帰りますみたいなのができるけど、アフリカとかケニアの習慣なのかな、ではあまりこの女性がも家に帰るっていうのができないみたいで、 だから行くとこを失ってしまう、mm.
They have no place to go. That's why places like Dunkin's facility is very, very sought after. And yeah, I mean, he's doing an amazing job, I think.
Yeah. 最初のクラファンでは150万集めて、またコンプリートするには多分あと200万ぐらい必要っていうことなので、まあ何かしらでね、協力できたらなとは思うものの、まだまだちょっと道のりは長いのかなという。
Is there like a place where people can donate?
っていうのは聞いたけど、現状ないんだよね。そうなので、まあ、
like where people can get more information?
彼の Facebook かな。
Yeah?
うん、
okay.
とは、あの、今多分ストップしちゃってるけど、そのバッグとか、アフリカの生地を使ったバッグとかを作ってるので、それを販売し始めればまた収入源になるのかな。
And they're gonna try to sell it in Japan and stuff, right?
うん。
And they also have JICA involved too, right?
ああ、そうね。でもしっかちゃんと、
But not enough.
うんうん。あと、そう、不思議なのが、その政府がとのコネクションはあるけど、政府からのサポートは一切受けれないって言ってた。
Yeah, the Kenyan government is not really supporting them.
うん。
ButYeah, Duncan, thank you for showing us around your facility. We wish you the best of luck. You're saving lives. Yeah. Literally saving lives. And so it was a great experience getting to talk to you and seeing the facility. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And Manito,
Maina.
Maina. Sorry.
Thank you, Maina, for driving us. But we gotta go. So please follow us on Instagram at tubby.lingual. And follow this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Hey.